AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today, or you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. So welcome in. I just like saying that. I went shopping yesterday looking for furniture, and I love it. This wonderful place that I've never heard of before. I went and I walk in and they're like, welcome in. I just never get tired of that. So welcome in. I want you to feel welcome and comfortable in our show. Anytime I'm doing my show, I want you to feel like you're right here. So how are my small businesses doing today around the nation, around the country, around the world? We are broadcasting, like I said, live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area. So we are still in the National Small Business Month for those states that recognize the month of May as Small Business Month, or the national, or there may be a specific week in the National Small Business Month that you have a Small Business Week. And so hope you're enjoying everything, all of the festivities, all of the events. There are a lot of events taking place. In fact, I had an opportunity to enjoy some of the America Seed Fund event this week. So great. Oh my gosh. This is probably one of the best events for those small businesses out there that are innovators, science gurus, tech junkies. You've got some product or service, or you're to have some concept that you want to bring to market, this would have been a great event for you to attend. But not to worry, you can Google America's Seed Fund and learn more about this SBIR-STTR program, so the Small Business Innovation Research Program and the Small Business Technology Transfer Research Program. You can also learn more about it on the SBA's website. This is funding, this is money that has three phases. Phase one, well, you don't get money in phase three, which is go to market. But these are for small businesses. And get this, you could be a business of one, a business of two, but make sure that you have the team around you to do what you're saying you're going to do. It was so informative. I learned a lot. We're always learning as a business owner myself. I like to think of myself as a lifelong learner. If you're an entrepreneur, you are a lifelong learner. There's always something to learn. There's always something to add value to your arsenal. And so hopefully we're going to do a little bit of that today. So check out the American Seed Fund for those that are gurus. And if you want to know a little bit more and some of the things that I learned and found out about it, email me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz. I have this passion to help small businesses. I'm a sucker for helping small businesses. Am I really? There's my heart. There it is out there. So lately I've been having these conversations with my small businesses, whether they're a private client or an SBDC client. But nonetheless, I'm having these conversations. It's coaching or consulting and the sessions that I'm having about digital marketing. And every now and then I like to talk about plans and planning. Plans are you're just never going to get away from plants. So when a small business talks to me about their business, one of the first things that I want to know about with regards to their planning is, wait for it, do you have a business plan? That's the first question. Do you have a business plan? And maybe a precursor to that would be, do you know your business model? Do you have a, have you completed or created a business model canvas, an articulation, a one-page, nine-panel articulation of what your business model is? Coach, what's a business model? Simply put, it's how you make a profit. How are you going to make money? How is it going to be profitable? Okay. And so if you have a strong business model, which is the cornerstone of a business plan, then you can develop and create a great business plan. And this is what you don't want to create a business plan for. In fact, I've been in all kinds of sessions and events during the National Small Business Month. And I was in a CDFI event yesterday, and CDFI is the Community Development Financial Institution that supports funding for, let's say, SETI groups, socially economic disadvantaged individual business owners. And I've never heard a finance institution of any kind say these words. I say them, but I was surprised that they said them. They said, hey, one of our criteria will be, we're going to ask you if you have a business plan. Now, he goes on to say, not because we need you to have a business plan. We want to know that you thought through your business, first of all, but the plan is really for you. It's not for us. It's for you to be successful. It's for you to execute, to have a successful entrepreneurship experience, not to get funding. What? That's right. Your business plan should be a plan that the whole goal is for you to develop and create a sustainable business that can last over time, that can last the test of time, that can last the hurdles of economic downturns and all of the things that could impact your business. For example, my first company was impacted by the housing market collapse. The bubble popped. However, my audio video production company had nothing to do with the housing market, and it absolutely put me out of business, like many companies and many people were out of jobs because it just crushed everything. And so having a business plan is important. I did have a business plan. What I didn't have, which I will tell you, to make sure that you add to your business plan if you haven't already, is your exit strategy. What is your exit strategy when you've now been doing business for 50 years and you're ready to retire, or a housing market crumbles and it's impacting your business and you're losing, you can't get sales, right? And so that was our case, is that marketing, advertising, and producing media and all of that just went to a crawl. There was no one to sell to. By that time, they were probably having their nieces and nephews, you know, hey, can you build my website? Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do the video? You know, so you want to make sure that you are prepared in every way, because it's amazing what can hit your business and crush it, like COVID. What? That? Who saw that coming? It crushed the whole world. So in any case, planning is important. My point is, planning is important. There's always going to be a component of marketing elements in your business plan. Getting back to digital marketing is your basic, I would say, light framework of your marketing in your business plan. But I like standalone marketing plans because a standalone marketing plan can be just as robust, for lack of a better term, as a business plan. Now, business plan, back in the day, my business plan was 52 pages or so. It doesn't have to be that long. My goals were for sustainability and some of the things that I wanted to showcase to funders, and we did get funded a lot of money from that plan at the time. But your marketing is a piece of that plan, but having a standalone marketing plan is fantastic because it really can keep you focused on what your marketing, advertising, and branding goals are. Now, outside of that, guess what? I like a standalone digital marketing plan because digital marketing and traditional marketing was traditional marketing. Radio, television, newspaper, publications, magazines, offline that are not digital. That's kind of the traditional broad stroke, big pitch kind of thing. Digital marketing is different. Social marketing, digital marketing has a social component to it, right? We've got the social media marketing, but I like the separate plans. It's smart to have a separate plan. Like we have a business plan, we have a marketing plan that's in our business plan, and we have a digital marketing plan that's outside of our marketing. And so digital marketing is more important to me to have done what's best for your business, because my company, Small Business Concierge, is a online small business, digital, multimedia, coaching, consulting, resource, fitness center. So everything that you get pretty much is online. So digital marketing is going to be important to me. But these conversations that I'm having with my small businesses is that, and their effort to connect with the rest of the world. COVID shook us, and now we're post-COVID. Now it's post-digital marketing COVID, and what does that look like? And preparing for connecting with your community, be it locally or nationwide, whatever it is, you need a digital marketing plan to connect. And that's going to be important. We're going to talk about what does a digital marketing plan look like? What is a SOSTIC? What is that in a digital marketing plan? The RACE marketing formula framework. We'll talk a little bit about that and give you some tips on just kind of getting you started with having resources that's going to be a benefit to you and your business. For my small business heroes out there, this is Margaret Jackson. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Radio. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome in. I have to get used to that. Welcome in back into the show. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, around the world. We are coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. I hope it's great wherever you're at. So we're talking about digital marketing and planning. So important. So when you start putting together a digital marketing plan for your business, one of the questions you want to ask yourself, what's important about social, about media, just online, I'm so excited, I'm getting ahead of myself here, is when you do radio advertising, television advertising, you have the commercial, and that's that. Like you heard our commercial during the break, and that's that. That's that big broad stroke, right? That big kind of in your face, this is what we're doing, this is a great product, and you can get it here, or you can, you know, connect with it some sort of way. We're just advertising, right? Well, online, what are people thinking? What's your online audience thinking? What do they want from you? And they want authenticity, right? They want to connect, because we know that everything online is true, right? We want to buy a great product, and we want to solve our problems. And there's risk in doing business with whatever's coming at you. There's a lot of scams. How do you kind of weed through them? I got caught in a bad deal about a year ago, because I was testing out something for my clients. And I thought, if it works for me, then I'll share it with my clients. And I'll do that because I want small businesses. We're the small business problem solver. That's our mission, really, is a small business problem solver. Why? Because you need more resources. And I focus on women in business, particularly women are attracted to me, and I mean in a professional way, that I'm going to provide them with tools and resources that they can be the power women that they were born to be. And minority SETI business, disadvantaged business, socially economic disadvantaged individuals. Why? Because things are out of balance. So I'm trying to provide these resources. So I've got to somehow convey that online. And from through my work in the digital plan, we have a strong, wonderful digital plan. And we were thinking about what our businesses, our customers, our personas, customer personas, were thinking about. You want to think about how to reach your customer personas. How do you solve their problems and get them to believe it when you're connecting through digital contact, through social media or through whatever process that you're using? They don't want to be sold. They want their problems solved. They want authenticity. They want you to care about what you're doing. What's your passion? What's your purpose? Why are you there? They want to purposely connect with your purpose. My purpose is, like I said, it is diehard supporting small businesses, solving their problems, trying to give them enough resources and opportunities that will create and build on their education, give them mass media opportunities, development, growth, all of that good stuff. The Small Business Fitness Center. On the side of our portal, we call it the Small Business Fitness Center. And so that's important. So what are you asking about your customers? So if you're looking at digital marketing, you've got this acronym SOSTAC, S-O-S-T-A-C, when it comes to digital marketing, when it comes to planning. You got your situation analysis. So you're gonna have to think about and articulate, what's the situation? Have you analyzed it? Have you analyzed your market? What's going on with them? What's going on with your prospective customers? What are your objectives? What's the strategy? This is the SOSTIC. What's the tactics, actions, and controls, these measurements that you're going to need to have to determine whether or not your digital marketing is working? It's important. And so as you build your plan, now our digital marketing plan, excuse me, it's about 14 pages. And we ask these questions. I got a little tickle here in my throat. Let's see if we can solve that with a little water. Here's some other questions you want to ask. And I like charting things out. This is to help you identify your digital customer. You want to ask, who is your ideal digital customer? Okay, so who's following you out there? Who are your followers? Who's connecting with you? Why? Why will they buy your digital product or service? Or maybe it's not a digital product. Maybe it's a tangible product. But you're going to have to ask the why. So you got the who, the why, excuse me, and the how. How do customers buy from you online on that online journey? How do you take them through the process? What does that look like? How do your words work? Do some words work better than others? Are you doing any A/B testing of what you're sharing in your content to increase your digital sales or your e-commerce sales? Questions. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to keep going and moving through this. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome in. Welcome into the show. We are talking digital marketing plans for small businesses. What you should be thinking about. Creating a plan that is outside of your business plan. You know, when you do your business plan, it's not one and done. And you never, business plans are live documents, so you're going to always be updating that. Your business model is a live document. You'll update that. Your digital marketing plan is a live document. You'll update that. Your marketing plan is a live document. And you'll update that depending on what's going on in your business, what's going on in the pestles, the political, economic, social, technological, environmental, legal, or legal, environmental, however you want to switch that around. But those are things that you don't really control, but they can impact your business. And so when they do, you may need to adjust any one of your key plans. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about digital marketing and things that you should think about. And one of the things you should think about is absolutely creating a digital plan. It doesn't need to be as long as my plan, 14 pages, maybe a little lengthy for a small business when you're just talking about digital marketing. But my marketing plan years ago was probably about 30 pages to my 50 plus page business plan. So do what's relative to what you're doing in your business. What I would not do is nothing. You can't execute nothing. And you can try to execute things off the top of your head, but that's really unrealistic. And then when you start adding team members, what are you telling them? How do you move them forward without having your key plans? So the SOSTIC model is the situation analysis, your objectives, you're looking at your strategy, your tactics, actions, and controls. And when you're writing those pieces out, like we did the situation analysis on the customer. Who's your customer? What do they look like? What's going on? What's their situation? How are you going to help them? And remember, online is about authenticity. It's about purpose. How your business purpose can support them, can help solve their problem. They want you to care. They don't want to be sold. Years ago, many, many years ago, not long after Facebook had developed a pretty good following at the time and connections, people connecting and all of that. And there was this car dealership, major car company. I won't say who they are. But they got on Facebook and they did their traditional marketing advertising like they would do for radio, television, and all of that. It was spent so much money. And guess what? It was just a horrible bomb. It just stunk. It just did not work. And they pulled the ads. They pulled everything that they were doing on Facebook because they learned, and you may have heard this, 80% story or 80% education, 20% sales. Because people are engaging online in a very different way, and they don't want you to give them the old traditional advertising, especially on social media. So think about how you want to engage. And then you have the part of the situation analysis of your intermediaries. Who are those in between connections that can help you create those bigger deals? Who are your partnerships? What are the mix of partnerships and intermediaries to increase routes to your target markets? Be strategic. It will help you develop a strong digital marketing plan moving forward. We're moving through. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to try to wrap this up and tighten this up. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Always a great opportunity. One of my favorite segments in the entire show because we get to talk more about small businesses, what we have to offer, and all of that good stuff. We're talking about digital marketing. We talked about Sostic. And as much as I'd like to continue to get into some of the weeds, I'm going to wrap up because I want to make some comments on part of our digital marketing plan includes race, the race framework, which you're going to need to think about, which is your plan to reach, act, and convert and engage your digital audience. And so we're continuing this talk, and we'll share a little bit more about what we have going on and how you can get connected to our digital resources, our Small Business Fitness Center that is taking off. We're really excited about this. We're really actually gaining a lot of our clientele from Thumbtack. Thumbtack is an interesting tool, and this kind of fell into our lap in terms of what our original strategy was, and we learned something. Your customers will teach you how to do business with them. And so we paid attention and we have responded. So when you're doing your digital marketing plan, and I ended the last segment with who are your partners and intermediaries, and I like charts and templates and all of that when I'm putting something inside my plan. So I'll put a chart of what are the types of partners? What are the types of intermediaries? What are the types of affiliates and influencers and strategic alliances? Who are my backlink partners? Like AM 1220 KDOW is a backlink partner for us. So I'm using some of the things that we're doing as an example for you to have that aha moment. Here's an example for you. Who are our advertising partners? target partners. And so when you do your types, you're saying target partners. So what does that relationship look like? So you have your target partners and the types. You have the types of target partners and the potential partner relationship outcomes. And if you want an example of this, you want me to send you an example of this, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you an example so you can have that moment. You've got situation analysis, competencies, and all of these things tie into creating your digital marketing plan. You're going to do your SWOT analysis and your PESTEL analysis. You're going to do your competitive analysis. Who are you competing against, right? In this digital world, you're going to do your five S's of the digital marketing framework. What are the five S's, coach? Well, you want to sell, serve, speak, save, and sizzle. And then you're going to measure it. How are you going to, you know, those are measurable goals. Those are key KPI objectives. You know, what are your target benchmarks? I don't have any benchmarks, so you're going to set benchmarks. Planning is never done. And as much as you like to bake your chocolate chunk cookies, I always like saying the chocolate chunk cookies scenario. That's always my example. Someone on the East Coast makes these great chocolate chunk cookies, and I like getting them for, ordering them for the new year and Christmas and all of that stuff. So even though you're like, you love whatever you're doing, planning is what keeps you afloat. Planning is what allows you to measure. Planning is what tells you to, you know what, this direction didn't really work. Let's go in this direction because this is where the data is taking us. What is the strategy in the SOSTIC? How do you want to get there? That's the question that you're asking. How do you want to get there? Okay. How long is it going to take you? And so then you start bringing in your race piece, your reach, act, convert, and engage. So say maybe over the first 12 months, you're going to develop your digital brand credibility. And so you're going to implement your reach, you're going to reach, you're going to act, you're going to convert, and you're going to engage. And then maybe year 1 to 3, you're going to build upon that. Where do you want to go? What are your tactical tools? How are you going to achieve the objectives, the digital and customer integration of what you're trying to do? And then after year 3, you've got your long term in terms of what you're going to do in your digital plan. And then your tactics. How will you build your sales funnel? We like the sales funnel. And you're familiar with the sales funnel. What is your action plan? This part is your project plan, your executing tactics. So you got your goal year. You got, you know, 2023, 2024, 2025. What's your target market? What's your tactic? What's your strategy? And he says, this sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But necessary if you want to impact online. And again, if you want more information about any of this, email me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, or you can also connect with our online small business fitness center. We've got a couple of plans out there, and I'll talk about those in a little bit. But let's keep going. So what are your supporting resources? You know, when I talk to these small businesses, they have the pie in the sky and all of the things that they're going to do. And I'm wondering, where are you backing that information up from? Where's your resources? Where are your supporting documentation or supporting data that says that you can create that end result? Where's your industry going? I was with a client yesterday and we were looking at their industry, and the growth is a 5.4% industry from 2018 to 2022. So what's the growth rate from 5.4% last year to 2027? And so we're tracking that down. We know it's grown. So you have to back up your, you can't build these plans that are not actionable. I like plans, but I like actionable plans. And that's what you want. You're going to put in your controls. You're going to find that the last letter of Sostic, you're going to, how do you know things are going as planned? How often will you monitor your metrics? Coming out, I got to get out of this segment and I'll tell you a little bit more. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. Welcome in. I'm going to get used to that. We are at the bottom of our show. We're wrapping things up. So hopefully you got a little bit of understanding, more understanding of the value of your digital plan, the digital marketing plan, to really capture the purpose of what you're doing so you can convey that to a digital customer that really wants to have more of this, I want to say, emotional tie or this relationship that you really care about solving their problem. Then you're not just pitching something for them to buy, but you are purposely trying to connect with solving their problem because you care. Remember, I made mention of the car company, the giant that did what they normally would do. The traditional marketing doesn't work for online social media. It just doesn't work the same way. So don't do it the same way. Make sure that you do your homework and you do your planning and you do the things that will support creating a wide open door for digital customers to do business with you. My company is a fully online company. And our goal is to, why did I do it? You have to answer that question. Why did I do this? I was fine doing what I was doing and focused on, and I haven't stopped focusing on what I was focusing on prior to the pandemic. The pandemic put something in me to say I need something for small businesses to be able to connect in one place to get mass media opportunities when they're ready. We're going to give it to you. And in our digital catalog and resources that you get by getting your membership plan, your business development growth plan, or your small business grant readiness plan for $67 a month, which is a crazy value that will give you 30 days of live plan. It'll give you digital catalog advertising. It'll give you directory listing. It'll give you an opportunity to be a contributor. And it gives you in the member portal, you have the Small Business Fitness Center. This is really no different than you getting your membership at a gym, whether it's Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, 24 Hour Fitness, whatever you care about to keep your physical body in shape. Well, if you want to keep your small business in shape, this works for you. This will work for you if you use it. If you buy your gym membership and you never go to the gym and you never use the equipment and the dumbbells, you're not lifting weights, you're not on the treadmill, it's not going to work for you. So don't do it. Don't waste your money. This is a steal, but don't waste your money. Why? Because you've got to use it. And inside, you will also have resources that will help you develop and build whatever plan you want to build. Marketing plan, financial model, business plan, digital marketing plan, this is the place for you. And we want to be a support. But whatever you do, don't do nothing, because nothing gets you exactly, nothing times nothing is a big fat nothing. But create your plans, be methodical, make sure that you are pulling your plans out of your business planning and creating this much deeper plans for your business. Why? You want to be a long, you want to be around a long, long time. And I like to see you be around a long, long time. If you want more information on learning more about doing your digital marketing plan, Sostic Race, connecting with us and getting a subscription, that a small business fitness subscription, we can help you out with that so you can continue to build and grow and develop your business. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. And by the way, go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and make sure you're good to someone out there. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.